Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I've kind of been going two ways on this, actually. I think I've come full circle on this again. I think the point I was going to make was that I think it is right that sections A and B are the priorities, given the objective of what we're doing here is to make life as easy as possible for the passenger, and this is all about the passenger facing stuff and the connectivity aspects of that as well. My one concern is that the section C is as important but for a different reason, which is that we won't have any more services or additional services or even existing services without those facilities that or that infrastructure that we mention in section C. So whilst it's not as immediately beneficial to the passenger in the sense that it doesn't make their journeys easier, it is equally important if we want to see more international rail services which passengers can then benefit from. I don't have a neat solution to solve that, but I worry that if we just try to defer that by saying, you know, let's deal with this later or deal with it in due course, that doesn't quite capture the importance on it.